AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Golake ball to start the second half, leading 20-10. The Blue Devils will move from left to right, Coldwater from right to left here in the second half since we have switched sides. Odell Miller back out there for the Blue Devils along with the rest of the starting unit, Mansfield, Adamski, Mink, and Burkett.
What a job Taggart did in that first half against Odell.
Holding him to 4 points so far. He has been leading the Blue Devils with 23 heading into tonight's game. A shot was missed from the left wing by the Blue Devils. Hadley with a rebound. So it's a starting unit out there for the Cardinals as well. Maurer, Hadley, Stempien, and Mock, and Taggart. Maurer to Taggart. Splits the double team and scores!
Nice move there by Taggart to start this second half.
8-point lead. Odell Miller, other end of the floor. Someone from the Cardinals committed the foul. It was either Logan Taggart getting in Odell Miller's way or Grant Maurer with a blocking foul on Odell Miller's take, and they will assess Taggart with his first foul, team first the second half. Jeremiah Mansfield will inbound the ball underneath the Golake bucket to our right. 7:19 left to play. Third quarter, 20-12, Golake with an 8-point lead. The inbound comes to Jeff Adamski, right corner, being picked up on defense by Luke Stempien.
Cardinals still in that tough man-to-man defense that they've done a real nice job with so far.
Here's Mansfield, splits.
Oh, no.
Double team, and not quite sure what we got. Grant Maurer with a foul.
Boy,
I thought there would have been a travel against Mansfield. Grant's third foul, team second. Hopefully that's not Grant Maurer's fourth as Mansfield takes to the bucket. I think it's going to be against Mock, and it is. That's his third, though. On the shooting foul, Mansfield are trying to get into the scorebook with 6:58 left in the third quarter. Front end does not go in. Oh, Maurer resignedly comes to the bench. Luke Beckhues, an excellent minutes for Luke. He's the leading scorer so far for the Cardinals with a four. Mansfield splits the pair from the free throw line, 21-12, 9-point lead. And Golake's throwing out a press. Mock to Beckhues in the front court. Beckhues from the right elbow, and he drains a bank shot.
Nice little touch off the glass there for Luke.
Golake 21, Coldwater 14. Odell Miller taking a tumble, no call. The Blue Devils running the motion offense. Here's Mansfield trying to go down the middle of the lane. Luke Stempien doing everything he can in his power to get in his way. Mansfield gets the rebound, the putback, and Hadley is going to be assessed the foul for getting in Mansfield's way. Mansfield to the free throw line to try and convert on the 3-point play. Hadley assessed with his second foul. Team fourth already for Coldwater. And we're only, a minute and a half into the third quarter? Yeah, we are.
Mansfield, Coach Kelly kind of pleading his case to this out official because he walked big time.
Mansfield finishes the 3-point play. The Blue Devils lead by 10, 24-14. 2-2-1 zone press being shown by the Blue Devils. Mock still in the backcourt, stops in front of the half-court line.
Wow.
What did he call?
Called a 10-second call on the Cardinals. Didn't get it over in 10 seconds. Boy, a couple of tough calls here to start this third quarter for the Cardinals.
Now look, Quinn, if I bit my tongue any further, I'd only have half a tongue at this point.
I wish I'd looked at the clock to see what there was left.
A take by Adamski. Odell Miller down on the floor along with Ryan Mock. Brian Kelly pleading for a travel. He's screaming for what he's looking for. Instead, there's going to be a jump ball. Fortunately, it's going to go Coldwater way.
I tell you, he's kind of miffed right now at the whole situation. Boy, oh boy.
If he was wearing his red shirt, I'd say that his face is about as red as it. Beckhues and trips and the steal by the Blue Devils. Here's Mank being guarded up by Mock. Bounce pass will come out to Mansfield. Now kick the ball out to Mank. splits a triple team. Hadley takes a fall, no call. On his butt, he gets the rebound. How about that rebound? Behind the back dribble, here comes Luke Stempy into an open Ryan Mock. Layup,
oh,
missed it!
Oh, my God.
You gotta make those easy buckets, guys. Come on! Other end of the floor, an offensive foul. Odell Miller just picked up his third.
Wow.
To paraphrase that great basketball pundit, Charles Barkley, terrible! Terrible!
24-14, 5:35 left to go. In a not so pretty. Some of these guys, I think, have gone on Christmas vacation a little early tonight.
You're talking about the men in stripes, right?
I'm talking about the officials and some of the players.
Odell Miller came to the bench. Jordan Taylor came in for him. The Blue Devils are pressing. Beck Hewson able to break it. Beck Hewson has numbers. He missed that. Finger roller. Loose ball hauled in by Taylor. Here come the Blue Devils the other way. Mansfield head faking Stampion. Shot short. Tap in no good. Gets a third chance and it's good. 26-14. Blue Devils lead by 12 and the Blue Devils are pressing once again. Hadley to Stampion. Pass a half-court line, immediately trapped. Ball tipped by Mink. It goes out of bounds right to Steve Watson, Blaze's father. Michael Magos coming in for Coldwater. Luke Beckhusen looks very, very winded.
Yeah,
and he might be a little bit miffed as well.
I think he's just frustrated. He's missed some easy shots that he don't normally do.
And Stempion did as well. Loose ball collected by, well, handled by Magos to Hadley and Mock for a long two.
Got his foot on the line.
Darn it. 10-point lead, 26-16, 4:43 left in the third quarter. Here's a fake by Taylor on the left corner to Mansfield. Dribble drive, continuation. Off the glass and good. You got to get a body. Got to get more than one body on Jeremiah Mansfield. He's heating up with the absence of Odell Miller. 28-16, back to a 12-point lead. The Blue Devils, 2-2-1 zone press. Mock throws the ball to Darian Burkett. Other end of the floor. Don't count the bucket. Mink traveled, and now. Well, you notice how Gary Sprague is very calm with a call that went against him?
He's not calm down here. He's just beside himself, really.
The scout case coming into the Coldwater lineup. A couple of fresh Blue Devils into the lineup. Case handling the tough pass, and Logan Taggart fouled from behind by Wes Mink.
That'd be his third. You got a break there on that foul, let me tell you.
Team second against the Blue Devils. Case inbounds to Hadley, now finds Magos, trying to dribble drive along the left baseline, kick it out. Hadley for three, great tip! 28-19, 9-point Blue Devil lead, 3:56 left to play.
Alley-oop
pass to Wes Mink, block from behind, loose ball hauled in by Taggart, jump ball! Are you kidding me, jump ball? Blue Devils are going to get it.
I
thought MJ Jones barely had his hand on the ball before, maybe a tenth of a second before they called the jump ball. The inbound coming to Stapp, and Scout Case is going to be assessed the foul as he tried to guard Stapp along the baseline.
It'll be the fifth foul on the Cardinals in this half.
3:49 left to play in the third quarter, 28-19 Blue Devils. MJ Jones will trigger in front of Coach Billsboro and Gary Baker. And the pass to Mink. He leaves it short. The ball tip. How about that? It came right to Darian Burkett, and he's fouled. And to add insult to injury, he'll go up for a pair as Luke Stempion picks up his second foul. Team sixth.
Been a strange game. Just a no real flow to this ball game at all.
I keep looking around and wondering where Rod Serling is. Mock will come back in for Hadley. Five on the floor for Coldwater right now. It's Mock, Taggart, Magos, Case, and Stempion. Second one didn't go in for Burkett either. Remains a 9-point lead, a blocking foul by Darian Burkett. The Cardinals tried to take the ball in the backcourt. Burkett picks up his third.
A lot of fouls to start this third quarter.
Mock inbound sideline right to Scout Case. Gives the ball to Stempy in left wing off a Taggart screen. Couple of head fakes, and he scores off the glass left side.
All right, nice job there for Luke.
How about a few more of those? 28-21, Blue Devils by 7. Here's Joey Stapp for 3 from the left corner. It's short. Rebounded by Wes Mink. Whistle and a foul.
Is that going to be Mock's 4th?
Yeah. And what's more, team 7th. So, Go Lake finds themselves in the bonus. Stapp. Oh, check that. Mink will go up for at least 1-1. So, Maurer, who picked up his third foul very early in the third quarter, will come in for Ryan Mock. Front end of the 1-1 for Mink is good. He will get the bonus. 3 misses in the free throw line for Go Lake in the entire game. All of them coming in the second half. Mink, a perfect 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. And he'll come to the bench and give way to Jeremiah Mansfield. 30-21. 9-point Blue Devil lead, 3:21 left in the third quarter. Stemping will trigger in front of the press. Maurer throws to a streaking Michael Magos, having trouble trying to handle the dribble. He's bumped! He's clobbered, and the Blue Devils volleyball to Jeremiah Mansfield. A couple of head fakes, continuation move. He got the bucket.
Mansfield heating it up here in his third quarter as he scored 10. Of the Blue Devils' points.
32-21, 11-point lead, under 3 minutes left to play in the quarter. Here's Stempion feeding Taggart. Double team in front of him, a block and a foul. MJ Jones assessed his second foul, team 4th. You know, as fast as a girls' game was, this boys' game might wind up being twice as long.
Yeah, the way it's going right now.
The way the fouls are racking up for both teams. Front end, rattle, rattle. Come on, get in there. It does. How many times did it roll around the hoop? 2, 3 times?
Ended up in the bottom.
Darian Burkhead out. Joey Stapp in for Go Lake. They lead by 10. Could be 9 with another make by Logan Taggart. Oh, too strong off the hoop. Maurer had a hand on the ball, couldn't haul it in. Blue Devils running the fast break, turnaround, Mansfield rejected by Magos, and
a good job by Michael Magos.
That's going to be
a jump ball, Cardinal ball.
I'm still trying to think where a block can be called a jump ball. Only by these guys, I think. The Cardinals, fortunately, the beneficiary of it. Long lob to Michael Magos. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. He's got to work on his ball handling skills some. Just my 2 cents. Stempion with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Taggart. Splits a double team. A triple team closed in on him, and he traveled as a direct result.
Yeah, he got help with that. A little push in there. And those officials got to call that. They call everything out in the middle of the court when people touch each other, and they don't call anything when somebody pushes you in the back.
I'd like to know what edition of the rule book they're referring to. I don't think it's Naismith's original, although it very well could be. Joey Stapp with the ball, left wing for Go Lake, up top to Chris Carter, who checked in during that last stoppage and play. He's a 5'10 senior, loose ball.
Over and back.
Over and back. It was touched by one of the Blue Devils as both of the Blue Devils and the Cardinals were getting after the ball. 10-point lead for the Blue Devils, 32-22. Luke Stempion looking, and will inbound it. Nope, to Maurer, taken away by Joey Stapp, and he gets the very easy bunny, a bucket that the Cardinals have had trouble trying to get over the course of the season. Those easy bunnies. Other end of the floor. Magos with a runner. Blocked from behind. Got his own rebound. Tried to put it back in, but he went out of bounds and came back in with the ball. Can't do that, Michael. 12-point lead for the Blue Devils. 34-22. minute 42 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Staff swing the ball to the left wing, MJ Jones. Picked up by a double team now to the free throw line. Taylor, he's mugged, comes back outside. Now the ball around to the left corner. Three ball is short. Nagels tried to haul it in. It was slapped away from behind by Mansfield. The Cardinals will get it in the backcourt facing the goal lake press. Tumauer sideline right now, back to Stempy, and he'll get it across the half-court line. Trying to take it himself. They call him for a travel.
Wow.
They call him for a travel.
Well, yeah, that was a tough. Luke's got to pull up and shoot that 10-footer right there just inside the free throw line. Been a lot easier shot for him. Smaller individual in front.
The Cardinals go zone, or are they just flashing zone and sticking around man-to-man?
They're man-to-man.
A runner by Joey Stapp rolls off the hoop. Here come the Cardinals. Stempien. Get it to Case. Open left corner three. Air ball. Right to Mansfield underneath. Here come the Blue Devils. MJ Jones attacking the bucket, and Grant Maurer is going to pick up his fourth foul on the block.
Yep, they got him on the shot.
Team eighth to the free throw line for MJ Jones. Morgan Sims will relieve Grant Maurer after having picked up his fourth foul. First of two from MJ Jones rattles in. Sims is a 6'1 junior, just a 6-foot junior. Maybe he's 6'1 by now. Blue Devils. Remains 35-22 with a miss, but a rebound underneath by Jordan Taylor, and he traveled with the ball. Good defense by Logan Taggart. Bumped Taylor a couple of times from behind. This crew very well could have given him a foul there, too. 37 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Sims for three from the left corner. It's short. Magos with a rebound. Turnaround shot from 15 is short. Mansfield with a rebound. 30 seconds left. 35-22. 13-point Blue Devil lead. And Jordan Taylor, after receiving the ball and doing a between-the-legs dribble, he traveled.
Let's see if we can get a score here.
13-point lead for Gull Lake. 25.2 left to play in the quarter. Here's Magos. Case was knocked down, and there's no call. Other end of the floor, Magos with a take and a block coming after the whistle.
Ford just pushed Scout Case right in the back, knocked him down right in front of that official.
Chris Carter with his first foul, just the team fifth in the second half. Luke Stempien will trigger in front of the Coldwater bench to our left. And we'll find Michael Magos. Now to Stempien, around to Case on the left wing. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Feeding Magos inside. Turnaround shot, a score.
Good pass there, Scout. Better cut by Magos.
35-24, 11-point lead. Scoop shot no good by Joey Stapp. Ball goes out of bounds at the buzzer. After three, it is Gull Lake 35 and Coldwater 24. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Salt Lake outscored Coldwater in the third quarter, 15-14. The Blue Devils enjoy an 11-point lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. The Blue Devils will get the ball to start the final quarter.
Cardinals with a solid third quarter there, both offensively and defensively, but missed a few easy shots. And 32nd timeout for the Gull Lake coach as Coldwater came out in that 1-3-1 trapping zone.
We'll take a break as well. 35-24 Blue Devils, 7:23 left. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Need for a quick offensive adjustment by Gary Sprague, the veteran head coach of Gull Lake, after Coldwater flashed a different defense.
Yeah, they're back to their man-to-man now.
Odell Miller back into the lineup, getting it to Adamski, sideline left. Beck Husen guarding him, now to Miller on the right wing. Taggart picking him up. Now it comes to Darian Burkett. Now back to Adamski as the Cardinals extending the defense. Swing the ball around to Adamski on the right corner. Beck Husen guarding him. Running on the curl. Shot off the glass. No good. Case with a rebound for Coldwater. Ahead to Luke Beck Husen. Throwing the ball over Ryan Mox. Mock turned around, was streaking for the bucket before he had the ball in his hands, and it flies out of bounds to the Blue Devils. The Cardinals are going to show a 2-2-1 zone press for the first time. Darian Burkett to Odell Miller, blows by Logan Taggart, blows by Ryan Mock, and scores.
Miller showed his quickness there to the basket.
37-24, the first points in the fourth quarter belonging to the Blue Devils. Now Ryan Mock with the ball being guarded by Wes Mink between the circles to Beck Husen. Beck Husen, Adamski picking it up. Now Case inside Taggart, back out to Stempy. Now he'll dribble, drive to the baseline. Despite the triple team, he'll miss. Almost had it go in, but it spit out. Here come the Blue Devils on the fast break. Adamski knocking down Case, and Case is going to be assessed the foul. I can't argue with that one. Case's feet were moving.
Yeah, got him on the side. Just didn't quite get all the way over.
Case's second foul is a team ninth. Adamski to the free throw line for the second time tonight. On the shooting foul. Front end is good. So Adamski so far 3-for-3. Other games going on around the area tonight. Girls basketball. It's Quincy playing at Union City. Tekonsha is hosting Waldron. Congratulations to the Quincy boys for their 56-39 win at Union City last night, who improved to 3-1 overall, 2-0 in the Big 8. Adamski made both free throws, 34-19, 15-point lead for the Blue Devils. Here's Mock with the ball. Swing the ball around to Case. Now to Taggart on the elbow. Kick the ball out to Stampion, and he traveled with the ball.
Wow.
Did Gull Lake change up their defense?
I tell you what, that official, you can't even make a crossover move to the basket without him calling steps.
Jeremiah Mansfield looking for Adamski. It's deflected by Stempion into Beckhues and into Stempion's awaiting arms. And a take and a score for Stempion plus one.
Good take there by Luke. Elevated real well around the basket, and that's what you got to do. Got the ball up high in the backboard.
Darian Burkett for Gull Lake picking up his fourth foul. He'll come out of the lineup, and Joey Stack will come in for him. 39-26 currently, could be 39-27 if Luke finishes on the three-point play. Team 6th against the Blue Devils. Next infraction against them would put Coldwater up at the line for at least 1-1. Stempy and miss. Miller with a rebound. Here come the Blue Devils.
What a walk right there. Wow.
Although Blue Devils were the beneficiary of T.J. Haas' walk, he gives the ball to Miller off the screen, and Miller scores another easy one. 15-point lead once again, 41-26. Loose dribble, stolen by the Blue Devils. Here comes Adamski. He catches up to it, behind the back move. Nice pass to Staff, and he missed. Mink with a rebound. It looks like they're going to count the bucket plus one, or what are they going to do?
They're going to call him over the back.
And that is Mink's fourth. Team 7th, we're going 94 feet the other way for 1-1 for Coldwater.
Real interesting game tonight, I think.
Well, you know how at the end of the game the coaches rate the officials?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to look at either one of these coaches' scorecards tonight, Sean, because
Mansfield came in for Mink, who just picked up his fourth foul. Jordan Taylor will come in for T.J. Haas. Scout Case to the free throw line, 1-1 with 5:20 left to play in the fourth quarter. 41-26, remains 41-26 with a miss in the front end. Mansfield screens the ball out. The Blue Devils will get it. Grant Maurer coming into the Coldwater lineup. He has four fouls. Cardinals are throwing out a 2-2-1 zone press. Staff sideline right in the backcourt to Adamski. Middle of the court now to Staff. Immediately trapped just past the half-court line, and he traveled!
Cardinals got another break there.
Stempien will trigger in front of the scorer's table. Bounce pass to Luke Stempien. See what the Cardinals do, what you were trying to say before I walked over. You take advantage, right?
You got to take advantage.
Grant Maurer to Ryan Mock. Open left corner. Three. Bounces off the hoop. Taggart going after the rebound. So is Adamski. Mock saves it. Soft Mansfield's fingertips. Beckhusen saves it to Stempien. How about that? Now back to Luke Beckhusen. Now Mock pulls the ball inside. Taggart posting up. The double team closed on him. Short rebound put back. Nope. Maurer with a third chance off the glass.
Oh, my God.
That one didn't go in either. Miller with a rebound.
Unbelievable.
Here comes Odell Miller. Bounce pass to a streaking Jordan Taylor, and he scores his first bucket of the game. 43-26 Blue Devils, 4:24 left. Grant Maurer with the ball on the right sideline, trying to get it to Taggart. Stolen by Miller. Foul against Miller. That's his fourth. He had nothing but wide open territory and the potential for a flush if he wasn't assessed his fourth foul.
Yeah, he had, his eyes were pretty big on that one. He was going to throw that one down pretty hard.
No one could dunk a ball quite like Doug Anderson from Kalamazoo Central. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He finished up a pretty decent collegiate basketball career at the University of Detroit last year.
Yes, he did. And had many highlights on ESPN. He was kind of the highlight reel of television there for a while.
Front end of this 1-1 trip for Logan Taggart goes in. He will get the bonus, 43-27. Ryan Hadley getting ready to check in. I'm guessing it's going to be for Taggart. Rattle, rattle, and it will go in. And that's exactly the substitution. Taggart out and Hadley in. Oh, Beckhusen, Maurer, Mock, Stempien and Hadley, the five on the floor for the Coldwater Cardinals. 43-28, 15-point lead. Here's Odell Miller. Nice pass inside. Mansfield trying to post up the double team. Count the bucket and one, and Ryan Mock just fouled out of the game. Mansfield will get ready to convert on the three-point play. Jordan Butler will come in for Ryan Mock. sour look on Mock's face as he heads to the bench after fouling out. Mansfield finishes on a three-point play. It is now 46-28, Gull Lake, 4:02 left. Gull Lake starting to pull away a little bit. Luke Beckhusen had the ball poked away by Adamski. Now he's doubled up, needs help, finds Maurer. Now Maurer with a dribble drive, bounce pass looking for Jordan Butler, and he made his cut a little too soon.
Jordan was going one way, and Maurer was going the other.
18-point lead for the Blue Devils. Here's Adamski off the press break. Nice pass inside. The reverse doesn't go in for Taylor. Rebound putback doesn't go in. How about a third chance? Rebound, yes. Good for Jeremiah Mansfield. He has been the man tonight.
Especially in this second half.
On a night where Odell Miller has been held to just 8 points.
Too much dribbling by Luke.
He's trying to get the ball for dear life. He's down on his back finding Butler. Now Maurer. 3:07 left. Ryan Hadley being guarded by Miller. A jumper from the left elbow. No good. Rebound by Mansfield. Here comes Joey Stapp. Throws the ball to an open Jordan Taylor underneath. He leaves it short. Loose ball is going to be collected by Hadley. He walked in. Was able to get away with it. Ryan Hadley with the ball, 2:42 left. The Blue Devils extending the defense. Hadley trying to throw the ball to the right sideline. No one was there for Coldwater. Magos will come in for the Cardinals, as will DeMeester. Butler rotates out, as does Hadley. 20-point lead for Coldwater, for Gull Lake over Coldwater. That was wishful thinking on my part. 48 for the Blue Devils, 28 for the Cardinals. Here's Adamski getting the ball to Stapp. Loose ball. It's going to be collected by a flying Jeremiah Mansfield. Magos gets in his way and commits the foul. Magos with just his first foul. Team 10th. Gull Lake will be in the double bonus the rest of the night. Back to the free throw line for Jeremiah Mansfield. All of his points, all 15 of them coming in the second half. He missed on the front end of that trip to the free throw line. Miller to the bench. And Brendan Neely coming in for him. Mansfield now with 16. 49-28, 21-point lead for the Blue Devils. Stampion finding Maurer, open left corner, three. Rattled in and out, that seems to be the story of the night. That's the story of the season for the Cardinals.
So far it has been. You just hope it turns around sometime and some of those fall instead of just falling out.
Well, in Coldwater's defense, the season for them is just...
just starting.
Just this is just their third game of the season, and it looks like they will finish the night at 0-3 as Adamski gets a jumper from 10 to go in, 51-28. Meanwhile, Gull Lake will improve to a perfect 3-0 in the Smack East, 4-0 overall, keeping pace with Battle Creek Central atop the Smack East. A rebound by Gull Lake on the missed shot by Coldwater. We're going the other way for two.
As both coaches emptying their benches with a minute 38 to go, Cardinals down 51-28.
Morgan Sims will get ready to check in for Coldwater. A fresh three for Gull Lake, meanwhile. First of two, shimmies in for Jordan Taylor. It's his fifth point. And Chris Carter, TJ Haas, and MJ Jones in for the Blue Devils. Scout Case will come in for Coldwater. Maurer to the bench. Just like the girls, Gull Lake will return to action on January 3rd in a couple weeks, playing against Portage Northern game will be at Gull Lake on the miss in the battle for the rebound. We're going to go the other way. Chris Carter picking up his second foul. Ninth team foul, so it'll just be a 1-1 for Zach DeMeester. And we were correct, and Neely picked up the foul, his first. It's still going to be the team ninth. The Coldwater boys after tonight will take on Eaton Rapids next Friday to open up play in the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. DeMeester sinks the front end and will get the bonus. Beck Hughes an out and Butler in for Coldwater, so both coaches going deep into their benches. The game well in hand, 52-29, now 52-30 as DeMeester makes both ends of that trip to the free throw line. Blue Devils lead by 22. They're going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Here's Jordan Taylor between the circles. Get it to the left wing. MJ Jones launches a triple off the heel. Loose ball collected by Carter. Comes inside to Neely.
He walked.
That he did.
Blue Devils pull off the press.
22-point lead and a minute 8 left to play in the game. Wise move there. Off of DeMeester's screen, Magos. DeMeester will get it back around the perimeter. It'll come to Case in the corner. Slings the ball to a streaking Magos. He's doubled up. One-handed push shot. Falls short. The goalie comes up with a loose ball. Deflected by DeMeester and hauled in by Magos in the backcourt. Magos has numbers. 1-on-3 break. The runner short. Tip in. No good. Rebounded by DeMeester. He's fouled with 40 and a half seconds left.
Zach going to go back, get a couple more free throws in right here.
MJ Jones picking up his third foul. Team 10th, so the Cardinals in the double bonus for the remaining 40 and a half seconds of the game. First of two from DeMeester off the heel. Remains 52-30 Blue Devils. Second one from DeMeester is down, is up, is good. He splits the pair. He'll finish the night with 3 points at the very least. 52-31, 21-point Blue Devil lead. Here's Carter getting the ball to the corner to MJ Jones. Drives baseline, shot block, gets his own rebound, and draws a foul. As the game will come to its eventual conclusion, it might take a while to get there with all these fouls.
Jordan Butler with his second foul.
He messed up and, or did they give it to DeMeester?
I'm not sure who they gave that to. At this point, it don't really matter.
You do have a point. A miss and a make for MJ Jones. 53-31, 22-point lead. Magos between the circles to DeMeester to Case. Caught the ball despite pressure coming from Carter. Jumper from DeMeester from the left elbow short. Cardinals come up with a loose ball. Shot by Jordan Butler was blocked. Cardinals get the ball back. Shot by Sims, no good underneath. Rebound put back. That one doesn't go in for Butler. Ball volleyballed out to Brendan Neely as the buzzer sounds. The game is over. The Cardinals lose 53-31. The Blue Devils improve to 3-0 in the SMAC East, 4-0 overall, keeping pace with Battle Creek Central atop the SMAC East standings. Also with Harper Creek. Don't want to forget about the Beavers. Cardinals fall to 0-3 overall and in the SMAC East. Again, your final score, 53-31 Blue Devils on top of Coldwater. Back with a postgame after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
When we work together, we can accomplish great things. There's evidence of that right here at home at the Branch County Community Foundation. I'm the Executive Director, Colleen Knight. And when we pool our resources, our people, and our dollars, we can make a much greater impact and a stronger community than we can individually. At the Community Foundation, we've teamed with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence to support an innovative anti-bullying program in local schools to reduce violence in school and over time in the home. We've partnered to purchase new tasers for the Branch County Sheriff's Department, resulting in increased safety for all of us, including the deputies. And with the Branch County United Way, we've supported their Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which promotes parents reading to their young children, increasing literacy for those children over their lifetime. By pooling individual gifts and working together, we can truly accomplish so much more. To find out more about increasing your impact through a gift to the Community Foundation, contact us at 278-4517 or visit us at brcofoundation.org. Together, we can accomplish great things for Branch County today and in the future.
This is a special announcement from the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater. Saturday evening's Gorecki and Friends concert featuring Mike Gorecki, Jim Stout, and Pete Fair has been postponed due to illness. The concert will be rescheduled and tickets will be honored on that date. Look for more information and the rescheduled date on the Tibbetts webpage at tibbetts.org or their Facebook page. Again, due to illness, the Gorecki and Friends concert scheduled for Saturday night at the Tibbetts has been postponed.
This Christmas season, turn to hometown businesses in Hillsdale to help you with your holiday shopping. At Toasted Mud, a paint-your-own pottery studio, have fun making a treasured gift for your family and friends. No appointment needed. Toasted Mud is located across from the Wedge Building in downtown Hillsdale. For more information, like them on Facebook at Toasted Mud or call 517-439-1677. Nature's Call Pet Shop, your authorized Marineland dealer, invites you to stop in and see the latest selection of tropical fish, birds, small animals, and reptiles. Featuring top name brand pet supplies to take care of any pet. Nature's Call Pet Shop is located downtown at 76 North Howell Street next to Toasted Mud. Like them on Facebook at Nature's Call LLC or call 517-610-5355. At Volume 1 Bookstore, you'll discover hidden treasures of rare and used nonfiction books from A to Z. Participate in their paperback exchange where they have westerns, romance, novels, and much more. Plus karaoke and live music on weekends at Volume 1 Bookstore, 98 Broad Street in Hillsdale, just down the street from the Dawn Theater, or call 517-437-2228. This holiday, turn to these hometown businesses in downtown Hillsdale for help with your Christmas shopping.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School, where the homestanding Cardinals were swept by the Gull Lake Blue Devils. The boys contest finished out 53-31. Favor the Cardinals, and here is how they scored. First for the Blue Devils, I think our statisticians left a point out. See if you can verify as I go along. Chris Carter did not score, but he did get a rebound. MJ Jones with two. Jordan Taylor with five. Jeremiah Mansfield led all scorers with 16 points. He also had eight rebounds to lead the way in that stat. Jeff Adamski with 6 points, three rebounds. Wes Mink, 9 points and seven boards. Joey Stapp with 2 points. Darian Burkett with, now I had him with four. And Stapp with?
Stapp had four.
Stapp had four and Burkett with two. Got that.
Yep.
So when I get the mail, I'll just be making the adjustments accordingly. Odell Miller with 8 points, and he only had one rebound. So good job by the Cardinals limiting his effectiveness. I had Mink with 10 points, right?
That is 10 and, points, yes.
Yep. And Adamski with six.
Yep.
Mansfield with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So there's that. Taylor with five and MJ Jones with two. So that accounts for the 53 points that the Blue Devils put up on the board. now that we got that all adjusted. The Blue Devils improved to 3-0 in the East, 4-0 overall, keeping pace with Gull Lake and Harper Creek atop the Smack East standings. We mentioned that Harper Creek was playing at Sturgis tonight, and Battle Creek Central was hosting Lakeview, in addition to Marshall hosting Loy Norix. For the Cardinals, who dropped to 0-3 overall and in the Smack East, Luke Beckhusen with 6 points, 3 rebounds, Scout Case with a single free throw, Michael Magos with 2, Ryan Hadley 3, Luke Stempian with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Hadley led the way on the rebounding side of things. He had 5 boards to go along with his 3 points. Zach DeMeester, 3 points, 3 rebounds off the bench. Ryan Mock, 2 points, 2 boards. Logan Taggart, 7 points and 3 rebounds. 23 points once you get all that added up. By the quarters, Gull Lake won the first and second frames 10-6 and 10-4 respectively. Third quarter was a 14-14 tie, 19-7. The Blue Devils outscoring the Cardinals in the fourth quarter. We are now joined by Coldwater assistant head coach Kevin Shepard. He sent you out today, huh?
He's actually been under the weather the whole day, so surprised he made it through the game, just like Logan Taggart was under the weather today. So I
did not know that, and despite that, he still managed to come up with 7 points along with Luke.
Yes, Logan's been sick the last couple days, so I know a very gutty performance and obviously a lot of minutes, so we asked an awful lot of someone that's under the weather.
Yeah. So what do you think was the difference in tonight's game?
Look at field goal percentage, it's right there. We missed so many shots within it seems like 6 feet of the basket.
We'll interrupt you and mention that the Cardinals finished the game 18.5% shooting, 13% in the first half, 22.6% in the second half. So that corroborates your point there.
Exactly. Defensively, I thought we did some nice things. Every time you looked up, it just seemed like we couldn't do anything. And you look up and we're, 8-10 points behind, thinking that we might be able to get a little run here or there. Every time something went up, it didn't matter if it was a layup, a 10-foot jumper, free throws. Again, we struggled at the line. All those things add up to, whatever it is, 31 points.
Now, to the defense's credit, they did hold Gull Lake to about just under 29% shooting, so that's probably a bit below their average. So
I would say so. I would say so. I mean, we did a nice job on Miller. Miller and Mink are obviously a couple players. Mansfield is as well. Miller got him in foul trouble, and we could not take advantage of that in the first half. We tried hard, and again, just not being able to get the basket to fall, the ball to fall and the basket was really frustrating. I know it's frustrating for the kids. They don't go out there and intentionally try to miss shots, but it's been a kind of that battle for this year so far.
No flow to that game at all tonight, and it's tough as a coach and player and everything. There was just no flow to it. I thought just some different calls, and we don't like to talk about that, but it never got into the flow of the game.
It was, to be quite honest, tough for the broadcasters and the spectators as well.
It was definitely an ugly game. I don't think either side's very happy the way they played. So there's a lot of things that we got to continue to work on offensively. Just getting into our offense. I mean, we're dribbling way too much. We're not looking for open cutters. Just things we got to get a lot better. The last couple games, we've really struggled by that. I mean, we started out so positive up at Lakeview with the effort and that. The effort's there. We're just, the kids don't try to miss those shots, and I know they're just as frustrated as everybody.
Well, we get ready now for the Holiday Hoop Tournament. You got 2-3 days here of practice to get ready and get healthy. I was at your practice the other night, Coach, and you had, 8-9 kids there?
We had nine kids Wednesday, three of them were ill.
Yeah, a lot of kids in and out of school. As all the teams have. So
I was going to say, amazing what I miss when I don't get out here for a couple days.
Yep, so that's good. But we'll get ready for Eaton Rapids, and we'll move on from there.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Kevin Shepard, assistant head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal boys joining us in absentia of Brian Kelly, who I'm surprised he might actually still have a voice given how under the weather he's been.
Well, between him and the team, and I mentioned, but yeah, we've had kids in and out of all three levels for the last week, and just fighting that croupy cough and sinuses and everything else, and it's been tough on the kids and tough on the coaches, because you can't practice when you got eight or nine kids.
Point well taken. Let's go over some of the other stats from the Gull Lake Coldwater boys game. We mentioned the shooting percentages. First for Coldwater, they finished 18.5%, 10 of 54 from the field. So many of those easy bunnies could not fall through the cylinder. From the three-point line, just 1 of 9, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. And from the free throw line, they finished 10 out of 21, 47.6%. Gull Lake, 17 of 59, shooting from the field, 28.8%. They did not make any of their three-pointers out of four attempts. From the free throw line, 18 out of 25, 72%. That wound up being a big difference in the contest as well. The Cardinals actually, according to the statisticians, brother-sister tandem of Keegan and Emma Dwyer, Cardinals out-rebounded the Blue Devils 48 to 45. Turnovers, there were 11 for the Blue Devils, 22 for the Cardinals off of those turnovers. The Blue Devils with an 11-5 edge. Second chance points, Gull Lake with a 14-3 advantage. Oh, there you go. That's all the ingredients that lead up to the Cardinals losing by 22 tonight, 53-31.
Yeah, just a tough night, and Coach Seppert said it real well. When you don't make those bunnies around the basket, those easy shots, it just makes, you know, you get a little tense, and you don't hit the 12- and 14-foot jumpers. You don't shoot the threes because
Just kind of snowballs nervous from there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just kind of snowballs, and, you know, you get one person that's missing them, and then the next person, and it just kind of is, it's like that flu that's going around. It's a little bit contagious, so, they just have to refocus, take a couple days off, get their minds clear, and then get back to work.
Our post-game conversation with Coldwater assistant boys basketball coach Kevin Shepherd was brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. We mentioned it was a clean sweep for the Gull Lake Blue Devils against the Coldwater Cardinals. That's because the girls' contest was all Gull Lake from the get-go. The Blue Devils scored the first several points of the game and never really looked back. 63-22 was the final score. Division I prospect Mackenzie Latt led all scorers with 22 points for the Blue Devils. Kelsey Bauer with 17. Kenzie Galloway, our McDonald's player of the game, led the way for the Cardinals with 12. We will take this break and be back. Name a McDonald's player of the game for the boys contest after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Merry Christmas, Angels.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Angels, the holidays are a great time to tell all the customers how much we appreciate their business.
We're on it, Al.
As 2013 comes to an end, we want to thank all of our customers for your business this year. And we look forward to seeing you in 2014.
Happy holidays.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Back here at Coldwater High School, Sean Watson and Quinn Berry getting ready to name a McDonald's player of the game for the nightcap of our varsity girls and boys basketball doubleheader, which saw the Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Gull Lake Blue Devils 53-31. We were both in agreement for Logan Taggart. He co-led the scoring with 7 points. Defensively, he held Gull Lake's leading scorer, Odell Miller, to just those 8 points, and he did all that while being under the weather.
Yeah, Logan's had a tough week. Missed practice on Wednesday. Not real good last night, but he was in school. But, you know, he had a tough week, but he came out here and was a real man against Odell Miller out there. The junior did a real nice job, and as you mentioned, rebounded the basketball, played awesome defense, took a charge tonight, and chipped in with those 7 points. So Logan Taggart with a real nice job tonight for the Cardinals.
Congratulations once again to Logan Taggart, our McDonald's player of the game.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut Applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel.
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week. And fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Unwrap the holidays with unique gifts for the pet lovers on your list at Nottowa Gas Company. Delight dog and cat lovers with toys and treats, leashes and collars, even grain-free treats and pet food. For bird lovers, you'll find eco-friendly bird feeders and nest boxes made from recycled materials, bird bath heaters, and seed. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on N66 in Nottowa, or shop online at nottowagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back one last time from an empty Coldwater High School gym. Well, empty except for the custodians putting the chairs up. We can bring you some scoring updates from the WTVB scoreboard as long as we're here right now. This is a boys basketball final. Harper Creek beat Sturgis on the road 54-38.
Yeah, not surprising. Harper is playing some real sound basketball right now.
Last score we had from the Loy Norix Marshall game, the Knights were leading the Redhawks 45-40 in boys hoops, and that's with 2:20 left.
Marshall, you say Marshall was down. Marshall off to a tough start this year. I thought they'd be a lot better than what they've turned out to be so far.
Well, surprisingly so. See if we can get some more scores from at least the Smack East games that have wrapped up. We don't have a score yet from Lakeview Battle Creek Central.
That'll be a tough matchup there.
Oh, we do have now a final from Loy Norix Marshall. The Knights beat the Redhawks 58-47.
Yeah, that's about correct.
Well, next up for the Coldwater Cardinal boys and girls, the Holiday Hoops Tournament, fifth annual edition, coming up next Friday and next Saturday. Both teams will take some time off, have some practice up to Christmas, and then back here on Friday to play some hoops.
Yeah, I'm going to take Christmas Day off, but everybody will be in the gym on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll go from there and probably practice again the day after on Thursday, and then Friday night and Saturday night. Got a good number of people. We're going to have our Hall of Fame induction on Friday night, so hopefully we'll get some more folks out for that. And perfect time to get out of the house and get away from the mess of the Christmas holiday.
Again, we'll keep reminding you up through next Friday that this year's induction class includes Coach Tom Schweitzer, the wrestling legend, also Aaron Taggart, football, basketball, and track, and the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary Club. We will have coverage of Coldwater's girls game against Niles, Coldwater's boys game against Eaton Rapids, and the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We'll be Mike's side from here at the Coldwater High School gym next Friday beginning at 4:45. We hope you can join us coming up this weekend on WTVB. See if the Lions can bounce back from that tough loss that Baltimore handed them on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that was, I tell you, they talk about being snake bitten, those Lions. I'm not sure what will happen this week.
Well, they take on the New York Football Giants. Coverage on the Lions Network getting underway at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The kickoff scheduled to take place after 4. That's a story from here at Coldwater High School for Justin Lopshire and Sean Delaney. Back at the WTVB studios for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. It is a sweep of the two games by the Golic Blue Devils over the Coldwater Cardinals. Until next Friday in the Holiday Hoops Tournament, Merry Christmas and good night, everyone.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.